Hello.
Hi, hello, good evening, sir. My name is Matthew from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Thank you, I appreciate that. To begin, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yep.
And what is your current official party voter registration on file with Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely, never?
Always.
Thank you. Do you recognize the name? And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them? Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Ron DeSantis?
Favorable, very favorable.
Rick Scott?
Not so favorable.
Okay. And Keith Gross?
Don't recognize it.
All right. Let's move forward here. Now, all right. And in the 2024 Republican primary elections for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
I'd have to research that.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator?
Disapprove.
Okay. Now, back to the previous question, sir. Who would you lean more towards, Rick Scott or Keith Gross?
I guess Keith. I wasn't real crazy about Rick Scott.
All right. And you said you disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator, right?
Correct.
All right. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
I don't know enough about it to make an informed decision.
Gotcha. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Well, my grandma's still getting a check, so I'll say I approve of that.
Okay. And during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as their chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of John Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many states and many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestions to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it make an effect on your vote?
No effect on vote.
Got it. Finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott or Keith Gross?
Keith.
Got you. And what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35, 49, 50, 64?
18, 34.
Got you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Thank you. And do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
No. In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Sorry, sir. So, thank you. Sorry, sir. It's part of the questions.
Yeah, I get it.
I appreciate your patience and your opinion, sir. You have yourself a great night.
All right. Thank you, dude.
Bye-bye.